Come on,
Go
Mama, man.
Talk Radio.
Go Mama.
We'll be right back.
have each and every last one of you here. We made it to another spot. We here. Let me see what my shirt name says. Sister Carolina. Carolina. She made me this shirt. We here. Got one like this. Nice little shirt there. Shabbat Shalom, and we need that shirt. Raw Mathis, right off the bat. Shabbat Shalom, and we need that shirt. I figure it was going to happen. What we're going to probably do is we're going to find out where Sister Carolina actually got them made at, and we'll make sure we get it. Rob, just go ahead, since you first want to get in there, just text me your size. Y'all on top of it. Well, excuse me, all is well in the land of the living. I got the remnants of that flu. Cold. We shall be happy that there's no more cold or flu. We shall all be happy for that. Monkey Bastard, thank you for your donation, my brother. Thank you for being faithful and being there. Claudia Miller, thank you for your donation. Shabbat Shalom, family. Oh, yeah. And then she actually made a white one, too. I'll probably wear that one tomorrow morning. But with that said, let's give all praises to the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
And our wonderful, magnificent Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach.
Hallelujah.
Yahshua HaMashiach. The Mashiach, Jesus, the Christ.
Yes.
We love him dearly, and we thank him for everything. You know, there ain't been no greater man than him.
No.
Never has been, never will be. Never will be. We all pale in comparison when it comes to him. I got some stuff going on over here, man. I got to figure out what the world's going on, but that's okay. Well, I had Michael Israel. Tell you what, before we get started, all right, let's think about this for a second, okay? Let me see. Drip Servant, thank you, Pastor Dow, for all your help. All praises the Most High. Bless you. Hallelujah. Danielle L. Servant, thank you for your offering. Hey, Israel, I do appreciate y'all's support so much. I truly, truly do. And, you know, before I go any further, you know, we have no, how do you say this? The book says that Yah does not rejoice in the death of the wicked. Did you hear what it said? Yah does not rejoice in the death of the wicked. Bless Brother Mike. Thank you, son. There is some cat out there called Rap the News. Hasn't he had his mouth on me plenty of times? You ever heard of him? Have y'all ever heard of this guy by the name of Rap the News? Michael Israel told me the last time that they were up in Straightway Goshen that he just wore out Straightway Florida, just talked about them like you just wouldn't believe. Send me that video too, before it's taken down. Sister Johanna, bless you. Shalom, Pastor. Thank you for what you're doing. Y'all, Elohim, bless you. Shepherd, bless you, my sister. Some people have heard of him. I think, a few years ago, because, you know, a lot of times we just let people go on. But I think I remember something, and thank all of you out there that are donating by Cash App. I can see the Cash App sign coming up, but I can't tell who it is right now. Rap, R-A-P, the News. I think that he came in hard on me. Brother Trey, Shabbat Shalom, Chef. That shirt is fire. Born to Mr. Family this Sabbath. Y'all willing to see y'all next Sabbath. Praise y'all. We here in Jesus' name. Yes, we are. Thank you, my brother. But anyway, Michael Israel sent me a note letting me know that he passed away the 1st of January. 1st of January. If y'all heard of him, let me know what you heard. But it's okay. And he passed away 1st of January, so the Most High God does all things well. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it at that. So I am a little bit under the weather there. Let me acknowledge these things right here. Thank you for bringing wisdom, Mighty X-Tai. Stop celebrating Christmas, Easter, started searching for the truth and keeping the correct Sabbath holy day. Hard on my wife, but she's seeking truth now as well. Well, hey, at least one thing, you can tell your wife has a love for the Father she's seeking and a love for you.
Hallelujah.
And she won't regret it, but it is pretty painful when you come out of being deceived and lied to so long and it's been presented as a truth.
Yes.
And right, it's been nothing but the lie the whole entire time. I believe you me, I understand the dirt that everybody's chewing. I get it. But this week I've been having a lot of people giving me a lot of opposition, an extreme amount of opposition. Thank y'all for y'all cash out. An extreme amount of opposition. And you know one of my lines that I'm going to say, Brother Dan, you make sure you take note of this one. Brother Rob, Elder Rufus, Elder Mitch, Brother Kabir, Brother Chris, Brother Brent Grego, all the communities up there in Kentucky, I want y'all to take this note down on this one. Because, you know, they ain't going to stop, you know, the attacks. You know, the devil has got to get those that are motivated by him and to submit it to him at his will. But my answer or my statement to all those people who constantly have a barrage of unsolicited comments and fancy themselves as our judges. All of you people out there, I got one thing to ask you. What have you ever done for somebody other than yourself? I mean, that's straightway. Straightway is all about doing for others. We have laid down our life. Just like the Messiah did. Messiah said that no greater love than this than a man lay down his life for is what? And you selfish people out there, you self-centered, self-focused, and self-absorbed people, what have you done for anybody out there for any length of time besides yourself? Most people live this life and only invest in themselves, only do for themselves.
Yes.
And what they can get from everybody else for themselves, but they don't live their life in total 100% sacrifice and submission to the kingdom of Yah.
True.
Straightway does. I do. And I resent the fact that anybody who think that they have the audacity to judge me in any kind of way, shape, fashion, or form, and you can't even hold my nasty tennis shoe. Think about that. You got all these offenses. You got all these concerns and stuff, and yet you live your life totally 100% selfish.
Yes.
Self-centered, self-focused, self-absorbed. You don't sacrifice nothing. You don't take care of the widow. You don't take care of the fatherless. You don't visit those that are in prison. You don't feed the hungry. You don't feed the poor. And the poor are the ones who have the message preached to them. Yet you act like that you can open up your trap and your lips, you can judge us.
Yes.
No, you got another thing coming. We're not going to let that happen. So, we will not be in the tabernacle tomorrow. Can y'all bring me some Kleenex in here? We will not be in the tabernacle tomorrow. More than likely, I'm doing service right here. We got 8 inches of snow.
Yes.
And we don't have no trouble or problem walking up the hill. That's the sole purpose of, you know, being able, we can literally go house to house. We can literally go house to house. Y'all have to bear with me as I be blowing my nose up here on this broadcast. I guess if I'm eating, I might as well blow my nose up here too, huh? Somebody else said, bam, that man do anything. Well, not anything. I try to do stuff within righteous reason. But we're not going to be at the tabernacle tomorrow. We'll be right here. Because we don't want any of the saints making a trip and especially trying to come down a hill.
Yes.
Up it or down it. You know what I mean? You have to use some intelligence. It's nothing but a sheet of ice down there. Because last night, you know what I mean? I did all that snowing yesterday. And then last night it got down to 6 degrees here in Tennessee. And it didn't even get above freezing today, did it?
Nope.
I think what it was, high, 25, 23?
26, somewhere around that. Yeah.
And it's going to be down below 9 degrees tonight. So it's nothing but a sheet of ice here. That's all it is here, just a sheet of ice. Thank you, babe. There's nothing but a sheet of ice here. And so we don't want nobody to risk it. We want everybody to stay at home. Now, we could still do service in the tabernacle tomorrow, but I only want the saints to get out. They can all have ways to watch the service. They can go over each other's house. We have got the best signal. Look at the internet. They can go to the dining hall. For those that are up in the tabernacle or top of the hill, they can either go over Brother Scott's house or Brother Brett's or Elder Doug's, something like that. You know, they got it. Hallelujah. Eight inches, Kabir, man. We're catching up with y'all, ain't we? So what is the time difference from where you at, my brother? Let me know. Hallelujah. And so we're going to be here at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, be the Father's will, and I believe it is his will. And I want y'all to pray for me and Mother Carol. First day morning, we got to fly out to Colorado to do a wedding there, and we'll be back second day. Brother Ugly says we got more snow than Toronto.
Yep.
7 hours. All right. Yep. Man, 7 hours. 2 o'clock in the morning over there. So, teacher, how you doing?
Doing well.
Doing well?
Yes.
Doing well. Did you get any of this bug stuff?
I just got the cough, and that was it.
Got the cough, that was it?
Yes. I got a fever, too, and I busted them.
Busted them? What did you do, God?
Sweat.
Get up
or sweaty.
Oh, get up on the covers, cut up the wood stove as high as you can get it, and you just let it roll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that always works, man. It's kind of hard for me to do that every time we get in the bed and Mother Carol takes the cover, and she got half of it on the other side of the floor and half of it, and she got it all. And I'm over here, I'm over here waking up in the middle of the night with nothing on me.
No half.
I mean, I ain't going to stop that. I mean, it's been going on for 37 years. You think I'm going to stop it now?
No.
It ain't gonna happen. What it is, she just got this habit. She just, I'm waking up to a tug of war in the morning time. Monkey Bastard, thank you for your donation. Don't be concerned with them monkeys. I'm being censored, Pastor. Really, I mean, everybody's being censored right now. Hey, man, don't we have to give it up for the Biden administration? I'm sure y'all seen the videos I've been doing lately. And I did a couple on YouTube. And YouTube, they limit every video I do concerning monetization. guess, limited ads or whatever, you know what I mean? But then on Patriot, I put out some more IRS information. I'm going to call it tools for us. So, we did receive the socks. We sure did, and I appreciate it. What else was on the agenda? I had something else on the agenda we wanted to go over here. I noticed that the chicken butchering video, it got, right now I think it's over 40,000 views. 40,000 views on the chicken video. You know what's going on, right? People are starting, it's a little late, but, you know, even if you, before, you know, the balloon goes up, you can start preparing now better than ever.
Yes.
But people are starting to see that we've been on the right side of history all this time, and they've been on the wrong side of history, if you know what I mean. You know, it's crazy how people mock. Don't you remember how they used to talk about us, man? I used to live in a trailer with, what was it, plastic on the back of it? Plastic on the back of it. I think Brother Daniel Muir seen that thing. Everybody can see it if you see it. If you come here, you're still sitting there. It's mostly a storage trailer now, but the black plastic's still there, though.
Yeah, it is.
If it ain't been eating through a wall, through a weather, through it.
Yeah.
I lived like that. I think the trailer, it cost me, I think I paid $200 for the trailer. And it cost me more to move it than what it was worth. You remember those good old humble beginnings?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we were happy back then, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Living simple. People used to talk about us so bad. And we will keep smiling and keep it moving.
Yes.
Keep smiling, keep it moving. And we've been blessed for following the Most High Yah in this regeneration. Because I'm going to tell you right now, and I don't say that meaning to throw a negative jab at anyone. But I don't even think half the people that's in the ministry right now could have endured what we went through. Let's just say for the first 4 years. I don't think he could have done it.
The first year.
I mean, the first year, it was something else.
Yeah.
First year was something else because it was, I'm not saying that. Now, if you got to make up mind, you can do it.
Yes.
But who's going to do that at that particular time? Because everything was going well in America.
Mm-hmm.
Everything going fine and well. Why talk about come out of the city, get out of debt, store food, be self-sufficient, come out of her, my people. Well, you know, most people try to use that as a slogan to say, we literally not only have come out, but we lived what the book says as far as the coming out. We jumped out, ran out the whole nine yards, whatever you want to call it. We've been out for a long time.
Yeah.
And now straightway, ain't nobody laughing, ain't nobody mocking us. As a matter of fact, our phone lines is being overran with how people can come and be a part of us now, which we thank the Father for. Now they can be a part of us. The Most High Yah is dealing with the wise at heart, who really truly get it. I mean, there's a scripture that says, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Let me ask y'all, what will you give in exchange of your soul? Huh? What will you give in exchange of your soul? Somebody talk to me. What will a man give in exchange for a soul? Some people, job, career. some people, family. Jesus said, if you love a father and mother more than me, you're not worthy of me. Most of you can't even think about following the real Messiah. And if your father and mother is in opposition of you obeying him and keeping his commandments, most of you can't even fathom. Can't even fathom it. You know, it's easier said than done. I mean, most of you, I mean, you have to understand, I have brothers in this ministry that have millions of dollars. Millions. Now, that ain't Pastor Dow, but the brothers got them. Through their sweat equity. And they have literally given up their whole entire lives for the work of the kingdom. Now, I just do things a little bit different because these brothers know how to invest. These brothers know what to do with the millions. Better than I do. I mean, I can handle thousands of millions. That's out of my league right there. You know what I mean? But see, I have to have enough wisdom to know what to do. I believe I got plenty of wisdom of what to do. Anytime somebody puts anybody, anything in his hand,
yes,
Yah will prosper it.
Yes, he has always.
I promise you, he will double and triple it. If it hits this hand, Yah will prosper it.
Yes.
Haven't you seen it?
Oh, yes.
Have you seen it?
Year after year after year after year. Year after year after year.
I talk with Brother Brent all the time. He says, man, I just literally stopped trying to beat y'all. I just can't. I mean, he didn't really try. You know what I mean? But he just says, the Most High is just. And him and Sonny, you got a real relationship with the Father. A real relationship with the Father. Because I always do right. I've had people come and hand me the deeds to their land and paid off homes. I've had that happen on at least, five occasions? At least that much or more?
Yeah.
What you do with it passed out, right?
Absolutely true.
Sure did right.
Yeah.
Sure did. Did right. Now, I tell you one thing, they can trust me more than can you. You know the reason why? Because I have a track record. No spots, no blemish. A little track record. I have people waiting in the wings, ready to lay at our feet hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it ain't that we don't want to receive them. We do receive them. But we want to make sure that they are in this with us. And guess what we're going to do with it, right? I promise you will. A better life than what they would do with it. Huh? By the way, I meant to show y'all something. Where it at? I got two of them in. Let me see if I can find it real quick. One of them is in here somewhere. Sure did. I had two of them. They sent me two or three of them in here. But I got my Bentley. Look at my Bentley. Y'all see my Bentley? Yes, sir. Told you y'all was going to bless me with a Bentley. Look at that.
There it is.
Bentley Continental. Look at that one.
It's here.
It's here. And I'm going to park it right out in the driveway. I told you, didn't I tell y'all was going to bless me with a Bentley? Shoot. I've got one. Nice color, too. Man, look at them. Mag wheels.
Boy, it's ready.
And I got another one, too. I just got to find it. I had two Bentleys sent to me. Two of them. All praise to the Most High Yah. Inherited over 10 acres of land, and I'm currently getting ready to clear and build on it. So difficult. But do you have any advice that could help? Sorry to interrupt your message. No, you ain't interrupt. Well, who are you? Are you part of us, Israel? I mean, all you do is call down. I'll leave your name and number. Say I'm the one that left the number. I left the message of 10 acres, right? With myself and Elder Doug, we'll get back with you. See, I got a Bentley. And the blessing of Yah was rich and had no sorrow. Look at that thing. Look at that thing. I might even fly it to Colorado this weekend. What do you think about that? Hallelujah. But we got so many people. You see my board filling up. You see how something, you seen the last time.
Yeah,
you see,
looking at
you're looking at it right now, huh? Like, good God of mercy. But we got so many people that is communicating how they want to be here for Passover. They want to be a part of this ministry. I can't blame them. You see something better, let me know. I keep on saying that, don't I? You see something better, let us know. Because we're serious. But man, what I was going to say, it slipped my mind. Yeah, I'll tell you what. If we got somebody spiritual in here, my riches are in heaven, not on earth. Well, my riches is in heaven and on earth. Because he said, a meek shall inherit the earth. Didn't he say that? Mm-hmm. He did say that, right? And he also said, Jesus said, that whosoever follows me in this regeneration, the ones who have forsaken all lands, fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, they'll inherit not only eternal life, but a hundredfold right now in this lifetime.
In this life.
Have you received a hundredfold yet, teach?
Oh. Continually. Yes.
And still just dead.
Yes.
You know, a little building at the top of the hill across from the gym. There, little bungalow. Yeah, I walk in that thing all the time. I think about, boy, if I was just a single man, I'd be fine with that. I'm just saying, you know what I mean. But I'm not. And we are building to upgrade everyone, everything. Man, I had something important on my mind. It slipped my mind all of a sudden. I need to start writing stuff down again. I hope I ain't zinc deficient. You know what I mean? Dang, it's going to come up, though. Hope it does. Hope it does. But anyway, it looks like by default, Baal King, in his refusal to answer, we're tired of asking. We're tired of making videos. Elder Rufus done sent all kinds of text messages and everything. You know they watch everything. You remember, every time we sneeze, they will run to the videos and make something about us, right? Well, we've been doing that a lot, over a month. Mm-hmm. I know at least November, December. Man, I've been on it.
Yeah, they know. They know.
I've been on it. I know they got people that, I know there's some of them right now spying on our liberty.
Yes.
So El Rubens made a video. It's just true. I told him, go ahead and make a video, man. What's the use? We done with this childish foolishness stuff.
Yes.
Well, me and myself and Brother Eric Robinson, teacher Eric Robinson, we'll do a video on how chicken is clean. He already done did it.
Yes, he did.
If you just watch his video, it's good enough. Teacher Eric, go ahead and put your video back up, please. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to move on to bigger and better things. Because you know what Straightway has to do? We just got finished purchasing 25 acres of land in Alabama. Some more land in Georgia. We got homes that we got to build up here. And we just purchased some more land up here in Kentucky. And so we got homes that we got to build on all three of these lands. So this year of the Roman year, 2022, even at the turn, we're at the end of our year, and if we get ready to be at the turn of it, Straightway is going to be busy. You're going to be seeing myself and teacher on the road. I'm on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again. We're going to be doing all kinds of stuff. We're going to be helping the saints. Bill, we're going to give them a lot of our wisdom and knowledge from what we gain over the communities. We got a lot of work to do. And we enjoy it. Can you imagine? Pastor Dow, Teacher Shane, the icons of the ministry. Can you believe that? We go to communities and we're happy to stay in tents.
Yes.
We don't want to put the saints out of big place, nothing. You know, I mean, you know, if they could have rolled out for a couple, we tell them, man, come on, man.
Make ourselves chargeable.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. Good word.
Yes.
We good. We understand. I mean, when we eat, y'all, we know we getting the best there.
Yeah.
You got to worry about us. A lot of times, we don't tell you, we be doing good.
Yes.
In them tents. Now, if we bring our family, if I bring my family with me, it's going to be a different story because, you know, they have a different story. Unless y'all want to hear his kaya turn around and just keep the whole community up all night long. But we good. We just happy
yes.
to serve.
Definitely, yes.
We happy to serve. Brother Daniel them and all the saints up at Straightway Goshen, they doing a damn good job. And they all learning. And they're learning what this perfection process is. No discharge. In this war, no discharge. And we have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful family here. And I mean, we're just serious, Israel. We're just a very serious-minded people that mean business with the Most High God. If y'all seen that Facebook post, whatever, we're not worried about it. I mean, you know, the sports people, the news media are going to vote it, but on Facebook, there's a survey thing about there, the class, you know, or anyway, about people, you know, the people who are eligible to get inducted into the Hall of Fame. Go ahead and put a vote in for our brother Rob. Even though he don't even need our help anyway, he's already in. Mr. All-Time Strip Sack Leader.
Yes.
That's a beast, man. You ever watch any of his highlights? I'm like, man, Rob, man, he's possessed out there on that field, wasn't he? I don't blame him, man. I'm out there. I can feel the energy, boy. He make you want to jump through the screen.
Yeah.
You can feel the energy, boy. What I'm talking about, you're going to get out there, man. Get out there and give it y'all. Don't leave nothing on. Leave it all out on the field. Every bit of leave it all out on the field. You pay more later, and you did. Huh? I love my brothers, man. We got quite a few retired NFL players, man, is looking at the ministry. And all you hypocrites out there, they love making mouth as us. You know what I mean? You got to understand something. I mean, playing football on the field, that's a notable thing. But when you're looking at me, you're looking at a real live warrior, an old school warrior. You're looking at Brother Gideon, you're looking at a warrior.
Oh, yes.
Frogman, warriors. Are y'all listening to me? Wow. And guess what? Y'all can be warriors too.
Definitely.
Don't worry about fear. Fear always going to be there.
Yes.
When he shows up, I'm not going to tell you the old words I used to say, but I'm going to leave that phrase between you and I, okay? Don't worry about that. But, you know, the whole idea of the book is fear no man. Don't fear about what people can do to you on this earth. Fear the one is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. I'm telling you. I know what we're going to do. You know what? Brother Gideon, Frog Man, you know what we're going to do? All three of us are going to do some collaboration. We're going to talk here. And we need to start, even more so, we need to start doing combatives classes for the serious-minded people. And I'm talking about seriously hurting and maiming people in a bad way. I mean, in a bad way. We need to teach our security team. We need to teach brothers who are really willing to get out there and suffer the bumps and the bruises, because you're going to get some bumps and the bruises. You're going to be flipped. You're going to be hit. You're going to be kicked. You're going to be sore. Sorry. This is part of it. But we need to up that skill set in this ministry the more so. We got a lot of the shooting skill and the movement drills and stuff down, but this year we need to try to focus on taking it up to the next level. We need to get some bumps and bruises. Well, they need to get some bumps and bruises. Yeah, I still got two cracked ribs. Dang. I think Gideon got a bullet in his ass still. I don't know if he got it out or not. But I can tell you right now, it's not for the faint-hearted. I don't expect everybody to show up because I don't need grown men crying. If you ain't cut out for it, I'm telling you right now, don't do us a favor. Don't waste our time. And don't waste your time, because we're not going to be the brethren who you think we are, because when it comes time to train, all this stuff is out there wonder. We got to get the selected best. Does that make sense?
Real.
Y'all with me, Frogman and Gideon? If y'all want me to, I'll come out of retirement. I'll do a weapons disarmament teaching. Was you there during that time I did that weapons disarmament? We was doing that weapons disarmament. This guy from Florida said he don't believe in all that stuff, and I gave him a weapon. And as soon as he pointed at me, I turned around and had him flip up in there and slammed him on his back. I swear, I put him down. I put him down really hard, man. Teach, I mean, I slammed him hard.
Made him believe.
I had that gun pointed right back at his face, and Elder Donnie was recording, but he was laughing so damn hard. I actually apologized after I put him on the ground because I got into the moment there. You understand what I mean?
Overreactionary.
I slammed him hard. I mean, he ain't been back either. He was mocking, trying to say that, this stuff ain't real. All this old other stuff,
You made it real.
It's extremely real. It was extremely real. I knew he was hurt. I knew he was hurt behind that. Hurt bad. And you people need to learn leverage. It don't make no difference how big somebody is. It's about leverage. It's about learning how to leverage. But anyway, let's go on from that. Anyway, let's go on from that. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about strong drink. You know, we get a lot of accusations laid at us about strong drink. Is that right? And, boy, my eyes are watering bad, man. Strong drink. Hey, appreciate the offers, y'all. There are all types of prohibitions. Is it okay if I use that word? Good word. Use that word. Teacher said, teacher proved. Good word. There are all types of different prohibitions against strong drink, mostly stemming from Gnosticism, Greek Gnosticism. If you think about the life of Yahshua, Jesus, what was his first miracle? After everybody had already been fooled with the cheap stuff. Is it okay if I say it like that? I'll tell you what, Rick. Give Sister Wendell a break here, and then we'll go ahead and start it. Okay, teach. Give Sister Wendell a break. Let's start it, okay? Should be fine.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 641 Highway 52, Bypass West, Number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway, and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. Straightway is spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Well, Shalom, the King is coming. Hey, teach, take it on for a second.
Bless you all, saints. Pastor's back.
Whew.
Hallelujah.
All right. And then my brother, Lee Christopher. My brother Lee. up north up there. You and I need to get together and collaborate. We need to run. We need to set up something this year. We need to run two different classes. We need to run, let's say, a beginner. I think it has to be a beginner. We need to run two different classes of, and I'll let you pick and choose, of boxing, self-defense, male and female. We need to incorporate that as well. I mean, because we got to make sure that Israel are up on his skill set.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I mean, don't the Shaolin monks practice their kung fu?
Oh, yeah.
And in that, they use it in meditation too, right? Was not Abraham a warrior?
Mm-hmm.
Was not Jacob a warrior?
Yes.
Was not Moses a warrior?
Yes.
Was not David a warrior?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all of them got the charter. Being bloody men, killing them, you know what I mean? Shoot. So anyway, we're going to be doing that. So I'll get with you, Brother Lee. Or you get with me. We'll talk about it. We're going to have to do that, brother. Because since I'm over 50, man, can I say I'm old now? Can you say you're old?
Oh, yes.
I mean, 55 years old, is that old? I mean, it's got to be old.
Yes.
I'm getting shit in the mail, man, talking about senior citizen shit and everything. 55 years old. Well, you're 55 and you're honest, everybody got benefits. And I'm like, what the, man?
Yeah.
I'm like, are you serious? Anyway. Hey, but check it out. My eyes and all this stuff didn't even start watering, started doing all this stuff until I started this broadcast. None of this stuff. I was fine, wasn't I? I got this bronc, I'm like, what the hell? It's nothing but the devil. Ah. So anyway, oh yeah, I'm not believing. I'm not under no illusion at all. I know I'm not in my prime. I promise you. Every time I go work out, it lets me know. I promise you that. I'm not trying to do that either. I'm just trying to stay in shape.
Yes.
That's all I'm trying to do, maintain. But we're old and getting older. And a lot of these people, they don't have the skill set, and neither are they trying to develop a skill set. You know, well, we try to learn every damn thing we could. You know what I mean? We literally try to learn every damn thing we could, be it in the streets,
yeah,
or be it professional, or be it anywhere. We try to learn every damn thing we could. Now, I don't see that drive. It is. Everybody's trying to get the highest score on NBA 2K or Madden or some shit like that, man. They're trying to do all this stupid stuff. We got to develop this next generation.
Yes.
We're going to do our job, all right? So anyway, strong drink. One of the first miracles that Yahshua did in Canaan was turn the water into wine,
yes,
after everybody had already had their fill. They said, man, people usually, you know, start off with the good stuff. Then they bring out the bad stuff when everybody's full. But this,
yeah,
that's another thing that most of you don't know. I'm going to give y'all some facts here, okay? Y'all can search it out and you can Google it. There was a guy by the name of Welch, out of which we get the name Welch's Grape Juice. He was a Methodist minister. His name was Thomas Welch. And he stopped the godly process of fermentation and made grape juice. And he's got everybody in the whole world believing now that grape juice, mind you, in the late 1800s, is now the drink of choice. You can read the Torah, and we're going to do that. Wine press. I mean,
look, grape press.
Yeah, there ain't no grape press. Ain't no grape juice press either.
No.
But, and then, we can go as far back as Noah. But what we did do is this. You got Gnostic religious people that try to condemn what y'all have already sanctioned. JC Master Construction. My name is Tarai, falling from New Jersey. Excuse me. Planning to move out from here to protect my family, and I need some advice. Thank you for what you've done. God bless you. Sorry to interrupt. You're not interrupting, man. Again, keep following and watching and becoming proactive. That's the biggest thing, isn't it? You become proactive, man. I'm telling you, you'll learn more in 1 month of being in this ministry. You learn in all your years of whatever philosophy or religion you've been in. Stay connected.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, Thomas Welch stopped the fermenting process when Most High Yah started creating grape juice. And we got people who believe that they're more divine than everybody else because they don't drink wine. Now, the Torah, Deuteronomy 14, it speaks about strong drink. But the book favors good wine more than anything. He talks about wine all over the place.
Yes,
it does, the fruit of the vine. You have to understand, strong drink is mostly made from barley, hops,
rye,
agave. You know what I mean? Now, I would probably say Don Julio 1942. I know some of you will probably disagree, but a good tequila, and I'm talking about a good tequila. I'm talking about not that cheap stuff. It's come from a plant base. That would be pretty good as far as a strong drink. It is barley and rye, but you know, you can do it during feast days. Now, the priest would have limitations on them, and the kings. The priests and the kings, for instance, the kings, if they were going to adjudicate matters, they couldn't be having alcohol in their system while they adjudicate matters because they had to have a good, clear mind. The priest in himself, if they were going to perform the services of the temple, they were forbidden to have wine during that time. After their duties were performed, bottoms up. So you take a Hebraic culture, and then you turn around and you try to mix it with a Greco-Roman European system, it don't match.
True. Yes.
Which I don't understand, because Christianity actually follows Catholicism.
Yes.
And Catholicism don't condemn drinking wine.
No.
And that's where Christianity comes from. Yeah. It's nonsensical. It makes no sense to me whatsoever at all. Now, there's a difference. I'm going to say something. Are y'all here? Are y'all ready? Are y'all here? Are y'all ready? If y'all want to hear this, type in here. H-E-R-E. If you want, no, H-E-A-R, sorry. Here. H-E-A-R. Not we here, like here. It's here like in the here. That's that damn English language, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Broke.
You can go here. Anyway, what does that mean? Here, and there. Never mind. All right. Now we got a lot of people's attention. Being a drunkard is not the same as being a drinker. Did you hear that? Being a drunkard is not the same as being a drinker. Being a drunkard is someone that is, y'all already know. And there is nothing wrong with making merry. So let's go and listen to what some of the prohibitions were first, starting off in Leviticus chapter 10. Let's read verses 8 and 9, Teach. Come on with it.
And Yah spake unto Aaron, saying,
what did he say?
Do not drink wine nor strong drink, you nor your sons with thee, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation.
Stop. When you do what?
Go into the tabernacle of the congregation.
Do you see how specific the Most High Yah is being? When you go into the tabernacle congregation, when you're getting ready to perform the services, come on.
Lest you die.
Lest you do what?
Die.
You come in there, and you know that you got to perform service. You better not take a nip of the bottle or a nip of the wine or a nip of the wine press before you go into that tabernacle that morning. Uh-oh. Come on. Read on.
It shall be a statute forever.
For some time.
Forever.
Just then.
Forever.
So that means when I wake up in the morning, when you wake up in the morning, and we better not take a nip to sell our nerves before we preach.
Amen. True.
Boy, I tell you, man, these people are something else. You get it? Keep going.
Shall be a statute forever throughout your generation.
That generation means perpetual, meaning ongoing, meaning to your children's children.
Yes.
Now, he also says in Numbers 18, verses, we're going to go through 12, 27, and 30. Read that, Teach.
All the best of the oil.
All the best of the oil.
And all the best of the wine.
All the best. Wait. Are we sure we're reading scripture?
It's written.
All the best of the wine.
All the best of the wine.
Scripture talking like that?
It is.
Come on.
All of the wheat. The first fruit of them.
The first fruit. No. Wait. So, in case many of you don't know Hebraic culture, it is in our culture that any time that you bring an offering, and let me put emphasis on this. An offering in the day, because there were no Federal Reserve notes, there was no paper money, based on your living status, it could be a bullock, lamb, goat, turtle dove, based on whatever your status was. Is that right?
Right.
So you bought an offering, and this is another thing we're going to talk about here in the close future. Matter of fact, tomorrow we'll start off with what you do in your life will have a direct bearing on your descendants. Or, I guess we better get it together now then, huh? Did y'all hear what I said? Tomorrow we're going to start talking about what you, man, do in your life. It will have a direct bearing on your descendants. Now, also, I think here in Israel, we don't understand this sin thing. We live in a culture that makes light of sin. You understand what I mean? For instance, if we sin, if I sin, if you sin, I'm sorry. My little heart is hurt. Can you forgive me? And then we move on and everything is fine. I hear what you're saying, but that is Christianity.
Yes.
There's not Hebraic.
No.
I mean, we can just do nothing but that whole sermon from the New Testament show you it ain't Hebraic.
Yes.
We want Israel to be saved. And if you keep these philosophies in your head and in your mind, you're going to continue to keep living a lifestyle of relaxation. You won't be on the cutting edge of soberness. You know what the problem is, teacher? I'm going to tell you what the problem is. Anybody want to know what the problem is, type in a number 3 if you want to know what the problem is. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. We're still online. Don't get me wrong. Thank you, Michael Moody, for your offer. Moody. That's Connecticut. That one? Shit, I forgot what I was getting ready to say. What I have, oh, I said something wrong.
Number 3, you know.
What was the subject I was talking about before that? That Moody thing just threw me off there for a second. I started thinking.
Yeah, I got thinking about
it. It'll come back up. Shoot. Oh, I know what it is. You know what the problem is? Everybody get here. This is the problem. The problem is this. So my mind is still working. All right? The problem is this. I want everybody to listen. Please listen. It's one thing for all of us to sit up here and to absorb knowledge.
Come on, guys.
And to absorb the sayings of wisdom.
Yes.
And it enters into our mind. You hear that? Just like there's a difference in being studied and learnt, there's a difference when something, it enters into your mind. Listen to me, damn it. But it has not went from your mind into the heart.
Yes.
I just said something.
Come on.
I just said something. I told y'all it was going to be good.
Come on. That's a key. That
but with majority of the people today, information enters into the mind and it never makes it to the heart.
Yeah.
Never does. Never does. Thank you for your offer, brother. But no, we don't have a good church. We have a good assembly. But and the problem that we're having today is that we have too much information that's given to us, and it never, ever leads from here to here. Does that make sense? Now, I'll give you an example. Let me pull up a scripture over in Proverbs real quick. I mean, you know what? I ain't gonna pull it. I'm gonna save that for tomorrow. It just popped in my mind. I ain't gonna forget that. I promise you. I know I ain't gonna forget. I'm gonna write it down. I'm gonna make sure we don't forget this. Y'all better stay tuned tomorrow. Oh boy. You can sit and be listening to this broadcast and receive, watch this, mind candy. Sweet. Saviors. It never is into the heart. There's never going to be no performance.
Yeah.
There will literally not be one performance if it don't ever enter into the heart. And that's the problem with many of you. Many of you, you know, stubbornness. Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Idolatry. You made an idol of your own opinion and an idol of your own self. You are a self-appointed God. Brandon Sweeney, bless you, Pastor. It's your teaching and preaching that has allowed the scales to fall on my eyes, and we truly allow me to gain understanding through the Word. Thank you very much. Man, bless you. Brandon, thank you, man, for your wonderful comments. But I will tell you this, man. The book says that Yahshua, then he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. You're hearing a preacher, you're hearing a teacher. It's when you hear that word, because remember, it's his word. That's all I'm doing is regurgitating his word.
Yes.
And you agree that word, he opens your understanding. So all praises to the Most High Yah. All praises to the Most High Yah. Man, get on your knees tonight and give glory to the King for opening your understanding. Because if he's opening your understanding, that means the creator of the universe is dealing with you. I am a servant. I'm just a preacher. Is that right? I can't open your understanding. I can deliver the message.
Yes.
I want everybody to get this dynamic, though. It is he that is opening y'all understanding. That's why we continue to keep saying, all praise to the Most High God.
Amen.
We're here as servants doing our job. That's why we're here. Enduring all this hypocritical judgment from hypocritical mockers
and
give us their unsolicited opinions.
Yes.
But we thank you that you have he that have ears to hear.
Yes.
Let them hear what the Spirit say to the assembly. We thank the Father for it. So, all right, let's go on. We're going to get back to Bobby Ball, right? 1812, 1827, 1830. Keep reading, teacher. I'll try not to interrupt,
all right? We'll start at 12 again.
Go ahead and start at 12 again.
All the best of the oil, all the best of the wine,
yep,
and of the wheat,
uh-huh,
the first fruits of them.
The first fruit of the wine and of the wheat, right?
Wine.
And of the wheat, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Which they shall offer.
You know what? Try to go to your Christian churches and bring a good ball of wine and a bag of wheat up there and throw it on the offering plate and see what they say. Bring it a straightway and see what we say. Anyway, keep going.
Which they shall offer unto Yah, them have I given you.
Come on.
And this, your heave offering.
We're in verse 27.
Yes.
Read.
Shall be reckoned unto you.
Read.
As though it were the corn of the threshing floor.
Of the what floor?
Threshing floor.
Come on.
And as the fullness of the wine press.
Of the what kind of press?
Wine press.
Wait. The fullness of the wine press. Let me fast forward there for a second. I don't think many of you people really truly comprehend and understand how much wine was actually available in Canaan when Yahshua turned the water into wine. As a matter of fact, I have so much faith. I believe that before my time is up, we may be able to do the same thing. Now, we ain't doing nothing new. Nothing new at all. It's already been done. And you can't do it unless he's with you. You can't, you know what I'm saying?
That is so true.
So, we'll see. People told us we couldn't cast out devils. We did it anyway. They told us we can't heal. We did it anyway. Did it?
I
mean, all day we did was do what he said they do.
Word. It was in our heart. It was for going.
I mean, we had a sister die in the tabernacle on us. Is that true? No, she wasn't dead and buried in the grave. She died in the tabernacle. We weren't going to wait to get to the grave. You know the reason why? Because if we, by the time the world would have got wind with the ambulances and everything else, and they got to the funeral home and stuff, we wouldn't have been able to touch them.
Yeah.
It ain't like in Africa when somebody died, they just leave them sitting on the table. People would come by and look at them.
Mm.
And you get a chance to perform a miracle. You don't get a chance over here. They snatch them up. The devil makes sure they lock them down. So we move.
Mm-hmm.
We can ask America, huh? I know y'all are having a hard time believing this. But I promise we have legit eyewitnesses. It cannot be denied. We had a woman literally dialed us in the tabernacle. And then we had this guy who, this little young snot nose who fancied himself to be a prophet. And he was arrogant too, wasn't he?
Very prideful.
Prideful and arrogant. Oh, I gave him a chance, front and center. You.
Oh, yeah, the floor is open.
I said, hey, you seen it? I'm going to ride the bullpen. I said, hey, come on, prophet. Hey, here you go right here. There's a dead woman right here. A little woman sitting there trying to shake her. She ain't coming to get her. And to make sure she was dead, I had Sister Vicky and Brother Rich go back there and check her. Is that right, Teach?
That is true.
Mind you, I'm teaching, preaching. I'm still waiting all this time to get back there.
Yeah.
Why did I get Sister Vicky and Brother Rich to go back and check them? Well, number one, Sister Vicky is a veteran Marine. Brother Rich is an Army veteran, a soldier. They know how to check vitals. They better know how to check vitals. So I walk down the aisle and I tell the little young prophet, come on, hey, prophet, there you go, prophet. All this stuff you've been talking, all this stuff you've been spitting to everybody's ears, your time to perform. Show out. Let's see what God, let's see what y'all got. Am I telling the truth, teach?
You tell them truth? It's real.
You were there.
Yes.
He threw up his hands like this.
Yeah,
he threw up his hands like this. I walked by him and did like this. Man, forget you. I went over and gently asked Dad Meggs, Dad, what's going on? Mike, I'm in the middle of preaching. She's been out for a time. Dad Meggs, what's going on? Pastor, she's gone. Your wife? For real? She ain't breathing. She ain't doing nothing. Looked at Sister Vicky, looked at Brother Rich. I already got a confirmation before he got back there. What I do from that teach? I laid hands on it.
Laid hands on suffering,
yeah. And then I commanded.
Yes.
That's why I try to teach all y'all. What is the difference between a petition and a prayer? Do we not talk about this stuff?
Amen.
Most of you people, you be petitioning when you should be praying.
Yes.
And you're praying, we should be petitioning.
Amen.
And you don't know when to command. Because everything is prayer.
Yeah.
Petition. Nothing is command what Yahshua told you.
Yeah.
Misapplication.
Yes.
I went back out and took, if the Ruach is in me like he said he was, we get ready to find out real quick now. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We're going to find out real quick. Because at this point, I just flat out took command. Did she not take a deep breath and come back to?
Oh, yes.
We're going to leave the rest of the details alone. Because it was a pretty gruesome entry back into this world. You remember? It's pretty gruesome. Far as I know, her husband is dead. Now she's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. People have literally no enduring substance. Unbelievable, huh? That's why we don't let nobody judge us. Back to wine. Okay? Back to wine. What was that, teach? Read verse, go on to verse 27 again. And then read verse, Numbers 18:27 and 18:30. Come on.
And this is your heave offering.
This is your what kind of offering?
Heave offering.
Come on with it.
Shall be reckoned unto you as though it were the corn of the threshing floor. And that's the fullness of the wine press. Numbers 18:30. Therefore, you shall say unto them, when you have heaved the best.
Stop. What I have left over.
Heave the best.
I'm going to take the best olives for myself, and then I'll take the rest of the grains and the edges, and I'll give them to the priest. And,
you heave the best.
Read all verses.
Therefore, from it, Then it shall be counted unto the Levites as the increase of the threshing floor.
Woo! Come on.
And as the increase of the wine press.
As an increase of the what?
Wine press.
Y'all wanted the wine press to be increased? Come on. All right, so what we got is that after the priest was off duty, back on duty, wine was part of it. Now listen, we understand, we comprehend what America has done. And most Christians don't even follow it anyway. But you've got to get out of Gnosticism. You don't have to drink wine every day. You don't have to drink strong drink every day. You don't have to drink it all you want to. We're just trying to say that if you're sitting up here and trying to think you're more righteous because you don't, yet you still commit all these sins with your tongue, you're in some bad shape. You're
drunk with other things.
You're in some bad, bad shape. Now, the kings in judgment was actually permitted. Matter of fact, they had prohibitions to not drink wine. Well, they got finished with the judgment, they could drink it. But again, I keep trying to tell people over and over again that there's a difference between drunkenness and drinking.
Yes.
I will say it again. There's a difference between drunkenness and drinking. And you people don't know the truth. You think as soon as somebody turns around and put a sip of alcohol between them, you just committed sin. Yet still, you can't find me one verse in the whole of the scripture, both Old and New Testament, that states that what I just got finished doing with this nice beer right here that I sent is really based on preference. And do you know the difference between preference and conviction? No, we ain't going to go there. Don't give me some. No, I'm not going to digress.
Sermon on
that. Yeah, I'm not going to digress on that, okay? All right, we're going to stick in that. Y'all don't know the difference. And you sit up here trying to establish your own righteousness. And you ignore his righteousness.
Yes.
Well, you'll keep the traditions of men.
Uh-huh.
And you will ignore and throw away the commandments of God.
Come on.
You will establish your own righteousness and ignore his. Man, I don't even want to start. Don't even get me started. Gnosticism.
Yeah.
That's what y'all in. Gnosticism. Greco-Roman, Greek Gnosticism.
Roman mind, Roman thought, Roman
lips. Let's go to Proverbs 31, verse 4 and 5. Come on, teach.
Is it not for kings?
It is not for kings.
Hold a meal.
Come on.
Is it not for kings to drink wine?
Watch it. So most people, they will stop right there and throw away everything that the scripture says, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Nor for princes, strong drink.
Read on.
Let they drink.
And do what?
And forget the law.
All right. So, you cannot sit, and this is why you have to have a working knowledge of Torah, in judgment, and be one that is given over to strong drink or wine.
Mm-hmm.
You listen. The Spirit of the Most High Yah is going to come upon you, and he's going to adjudicate these matters. You can't be sitting over there giving up yourself the strong drink and wine and like and expect to adjudicate righteously matters in Israel as a king. Because what are you going to do? Suppose your friend come up. Someone you close to.
Yeah.
You won't bring on the curve? Because I'm going to tell you one damn thing in straightway. Listen, I love you, my brother. I love you, my teacher. I love you, my pastor. But once your ass is sitting over in that damn chair, you're like everybody else.
Yeah.
There will be no grading on no curve,
no,
not in the ministry straightway. There won't be no preferences. Say it again,
T.
There will be no preferences. We're giving the righteousness of the law because you know why? We all got to stand before the Most High Yah, and we got to give an answer for this judgment we just got finished making.
Yeah.
And I be damned we're going to separate and fear you over him. Mm-hmm. Ain't going to happen. my mother-in-law tried to debate me on this, notice, until I pulled the scripture out and then told her that if we weren't supposed to drink at all, then y'all would have said, stay away from it. She left after that. No, she's supposed to, because you ain't got to, she got no answer. And another thing is women, I'm not diminishing y'all in any way, shape, fashion, or form, but America's deceived y'all ass. You ain't never picked up this Bible and figured out that this book is patriarchal. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it again. Show me one place in the entirety of the whole of Scripture where it ever warns a woman against a man. You know, I'm the only one that's calling this. You know that, right? I'm still waiting. This is 20-some years later, I'm still waiting. But I can show you. I cannot tell you how many times I can show you in this book where this book warns a man against a wicked woman.
It's written.
Am I telling the truth?
Telling the truth.
Get mad at me. You won't. You ain't getting mad at me. You get mad at him. I'm just stating a fact.
Yes.
See, a lot of people are used to asking unbiblical questions. My questions weren't unbiblical at all. I'm actually daring you to pull a 1 Thessalonians 5:21 to prove it. I'm actually daring you to do it. Monkey Bass said, thank you for the real truth. Thank you, my brother.
Hallelujah.
You people, I'm telling y'all, I hope that y'all get your hearts and minds ready for what's coming down the pipe. It's coming.
Yes.
It's coming.
Living come.
But I'm going to tell you right now, if you cannot give up your life right now when it's easy and we're in agreement, what are you going to do in a dry? Mm-hmm. You're not making no sacrifices right now to change. You're not making no sacrifices right now to convert. You're not making no sacrifices right now to get your damn mental sin out of your damn head into your heart so you can be transformed.
Yeah.
You're not trying to do any of that right now. You're not bringing no fruits whatsoever at all. If you can't do it right now in the green, in the dry, it's a wrap. It's finished. It's over with. It's done. It's, I'm telling you. Well, Pastor, I don't like how you talk. I don't give a nickel's worth of rat's ass in how you think how I talk. This is straight up truth. In the inward parts.
In what?
The hell about your emotions. You can't even make sense of your own self. This ain't about feelings and emotions. This is about truth.
Amen.
I hope y'all people getting this. I truly, it's right here, babe. I hope y'all getting this. I really truly do. Did you get the 31:5?
I'm still there.
Oh, go ahead. Come on, teach. See, y'all are the ones who keep getting me off course. But it's all right. Read on.
Let's say drink. And forget the law.
And forget the what?
And forget the law.
Come on.
And pervert.
Pervert what?
The judgment of any of the afflicted.
I promise y'all this. The one thing about Streetway, nobody gets no passes and nobody getting by.
Man. Balance. Good balance.
See, I'm a righteous man. I love judgment. Matter of fact, I want to be judged. I already explained all that. I want to be judged. Man, I wish, what a cancer of this Christianity has done to us, though. What do you think?
Yeah, it is. From an occupation.
You want to speak to that for a minute? good. You good? I think that they done a job on us.
Yes, they done a literal job
right here on our mind. I mean, I post all the time on Facebook, right? Righteous stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got people who I went to high school with, they won't touch nothing I say. They all of a sudden they get mute. But they post a bunch of foolish shit up there. They post all kind of foolish stuff. They ain't got nothing to do with a damn thing and nothing. Now, it don't mean nothing. In the grand scheme of things, it ain't worth a damn. I post concrete stuff, man. You don't get shit from them. They won't even touch it. Religious cowards. It's bad.
It is.
And what is this spirit today? To where everybody has all this freedom of speech to talk about any damn thing they want. But as soon as you start talking about Jesus and how much you love him and how much he's righteous, all of a sudden you're the Antichrist, that is the Messiah. We put a damn gag on you and mute your ass. You can talk about all your foolishness, your frivolity, your damn debauchery, your iniquity, your transgressions, and you can gloat in it, you can pervert in it, and every damn thing else, and everybody's supposed to celebrate it.
Come on.
You start talking about, oh, how sweet he is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how good Yah is.
Amen.
And how he's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
All of a sudden, your damn funky ass in your sin gets condemned and stuff, and you want to put a damn mute button on everybody.
Amen.
Man. And you damn coward ass Negroes out there, you think you some type of damn icons. You can't live for Yah. You ain't shit. You ever heard the song, "Oh, how lovely are your courts"?
Yes.
Oh, Yah.
Oh, Yah. Yes.
My flesh and my soul find rest in you. Oh, Yah.
Yes.
What's wrong with celebrating y'all like that? See, the wicked that is condemned, they don't want to hear nothing like that. They don't want to hear nothing like that. Why? It should tell you, you are already in a dark-ass place.
Yes.
You can't celebrate him. You're already in a dark place.
Come on.
Did the psalmist say, it is a good thing.
Yes.
To give thanks unto thy name and the same praises to thee, O Most High.
Yes.
To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Mom, you don't hear that, though. You want to hear a bunch of foolishness and frivolity. Let's live life. Let's celebrate, be joyous, and be happy, and don't even give no praise, no acknowledgement to the King of the universe who made every single one of us.
Yes.
Don't say nothing about him, though.
Come on. That's right.
You wicked-ass devils.
Amen.
You wicked-ass devils. You wicked-ass devils. You know I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
You know I'm telling the truth. Let us up here celebrate our achievements in this world. We're rich. We're increased. We're good. We have no need of nothing.
Come on.
And nobody gives glory to the damn King who gave you breath,
yes,
life, and strength.
Come on.
You out of your damn mind.
Amen.
You retarded as hell. Ain't no spiritual retard. Your ass just flat out retarded.
Yes.
In him we live. And we move and we have our being.
Yes.
And without him we can do nothing. And everybody wants to ignore him. See, my problem is, which ain't a problem at all. I'm good. It ain't no problem. My problem is I define what sin is. Get 1 John 3:4. I define what sin is in all your homosexual, lesbian, and feminine preachers refuse to acknowledge the truth. That's why they want to try to condemn me, because I'm not with this association shit. 1 John 3:4. Come on, teach.
Whosoever
what?
Commit sin.
Commit a what?
Commit sin.
What they do?
Transgresses also the law.
Everything they want to do away with, because you do away with the law, then guess what? We can't define sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
If you do away with the law, we can't define sin no more. If you do away with the law, then guess what? There's no more sin. Look at the devil, and a devil is a liar. Come on.
For sin?
For sin is what?
Is
a what?
The transgression of the law.
Period. And everybody doesn't even want to talk about that, though. We're trying to preach and teach stuff to save your soul alive.
I mean.
And they want to make your life more comfortable while you're on your way to hell. They want to make your life more comfortable. It's your feelings hurt. I'm so sorry. I don't give a damn about your damn feelings. I ain't never seen no damn feelings breathe and bleed. Man, like teachers say, they're so sensitive. Like what Robin said, so they're soft. I tell you what, man, I discovered one thing in my later years. A lot of these men that pose themselves as men, they're a bunch of damn bitch-ass cowards.
Yeah.
No, for real, straight up, they're a bunch of bitch-ass cowards.
Yes.
They're out for real.
Yes.
They're all in their emotions and feelings.
Yes.
They're all in
feminine.
Yes. Every
one of them. Yes.
Them feelings hurt with your sorry asses. You can't define. Listen, we got to have a constitution of what truth is. We have to have a constitution of what truth is.
God,
there
man.
Must be a constitution of what truth is. Because if not, it's all left up for our own vain opinion.
Yeah.
And our opinions don't mean a damn thing.
Amen.
There's got to be a set point.
Set point, yes.
Who is it? What is
concrete,
it?
Yes.
Who defines what truth is?
You know what I mean?
You some sip-ass Negroes, and you some sip-ass heathens.
True.
They got me stirred up with this damn shit, man. They got me stirred up, man. That wicked-ass spirit. I see the devil. I see you, devil.
Word's got to go.
I see your wicked. I see your wicked ass.
The proof must go forth.
Turn around making them feminine ass cows out of me. They can't even stand on the word of Yah, because they're too busy worrying about what other people think.
Romans.
They're too busy caring about how other people feel.
Romans.
They say they care about other people's feelings, but they don't give a damn about your feelings.
Romans.
Hypocrites. You stage playing evil, hypocritical mockers. Let's just go straight to Galatians 5:19, and we're going to end it on this and get the lines in early, because I'm done tonight, man. Galatians 5:19, man, because all I'm going to do is get my damn blood pressure up tonight. Maybe we want to jump through this camera and choke some of you people into existence. We're going to talk about the works of the flesh here for a second. See, the problem is that many of you don't have a godly antipathy against sin. You're too busy making all these damn excuses for it.
Concessions.
You make these damn concessions for it.
Yes.
And in your damn weakness, you think you got strength, but you ain't nothing but a punk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's face fit.
You can't sit up there. You can't stand for the king.
Amen.
But you'll succumb to every damn weak-ass fleshly lust that there is.
Amen.
Including your own vain ass opinion, which ain't shit.
Amen.
You think you something in this world. You ain't a damn thing in this world, because there's some lust in the world and the riches of the world. It all passes away.
Yeah, temporal.
Well, Galatians 5:19. Come on with it, teach.
Now.
Now what?
Now, the works of the flesh.
Let's see if this fit any of you out there. And while you're doing it, let me take a sip of my gross.
Now the works of the flesh are clearly seen, manifest.
What are they?
Which are these? Adultery.
Whoa. How many of you men out there, you run around like you are strong-ass men, yet you committing adultery. You a sorry, weak, punk-ass bitch. That's what you are. Come on.
Fornication.
Idolatry and purity. You call yourself a man? Yeah. You ain't no man. You ain't no different than a damn dog. Come on.
Uncleanness.
On what?
Uncleanness. Lasciviousness.
That's unbridled lust, uncontrolled lust. Well, I skip uncleanness on purpose because it's so damn vile that I even gave y'all a pass on that one right there because you couldn't even handle it. You can't even handle what I'm saying right now. If you can't even handle him that is speaking from the earth right now, how in the hell are you going to handle him to speak from heaven?
That is so true.
And I'm coming with a bopper on. Come on, teacher.
Idolatry. Witchcraft.
Boy, that's all I'm missing, isn't it? Works of the flesh, right? Read on.
Works.
Most of you, work. Man, your opinion is an idol in itself. Come on, read on. I'm going to try my best not to interfere. Come on, teacher.
Witchcraft. Hatred. Variance. Emulations.
I can define every one of these. Come on.
Wrath. Strife. Sedition.
How can I keep... You keep reading through all these. I know they don't know what it means. Because they live like this every single day in the weakness of your damn flesh. You're so proud. You're so arrogant. You wait for the lamentations of the world and the lamentations of men as if they're your damn God. As if they're going to be in on the day of judgment.
Works of the flesh.
Ain't none of these damn people. The crowd is not going to be there cheering for your ass in the day of judgment. Your mom and daddy ain't going to be there in the day of judgment.
No.
Your sister, your brother, your wife, your children is not going to be there in the day of judgment. You better hope. You better hope that you live on the right side of life and history. Because you only, if you are righteous, you only got one mediator between you and man. And that is a man. Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. You better all be standing at your right hand as your defense attorney.
Amen.
What the hell is going to be when you got all these damn humans cheering for your ass and shit and they can't forgive you of your sins?
Ooh.
Boom, stupid ass people. You foolish, dumb ass people.
Come on.
And you're going to sit up there and have the arrogancy and audacity to make mouths at us. You better wake the hell up.
Wake up.
You better wake the hell up. And I say this, in passion and zeal,
yes.
Heart full of love. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Everybody else love you enough to make you, because they want to put your feelings on the front line. I'm loving you to tell the truth. I don't give a damn about your feelings. Your feelings don't mean shit to me. Feelings change like the weather did out here. It was 70-something degrees, what, earlier this week?
Mm-hmm.
Then it got down to 40. Next thing you know, it's snowing like shit. Now we're at 9 degrees.
Yep.
Hope I got a voice in the morning. I'm going to be hollering and screaming tonight. I got to preach tomorrow morning. Then I got to fly out to Denver and do a wedding the next day. Jesus, help me, Father.
You'll be all right.
Come on, teach.
Heresies. Envyings. Murders. Drunkenness. Revelings. And such like. Of the which I told you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things
shall what?
Shall not inherit.
Shall what?
Shall not inherit.
One more time, shall what?
Shall not inherit.
So, all you self-righteous ass hypocrites out there, you want to selectively define and cherry pick what you like and don't like in life. But the book says, the word is forever settled in heaven. You are partaker in any of this. I don't give a damn who you are. You better get your cherry ass right.
Yes.
Because you partake in any of this, you ain't going to inherit the kingdom of Yah. That is thus saith Yahweh. Or we put it in the English vernacular, thus saith the Lord. Now, get your punk ass, weak ass, eye-squinting-ass, soft-ass preacher to define this and find fault with this message. I don't like how he talk. I don't like how you hear.
You
sissy.
Don't like how you live.
Yeah, don't like how you live.
I mean.
I'm trying to come down. I'm coming down. I'm coming down. I promise I am. I mean. I think your reading has an effect. I'm not. You be stirring shit up over there. Teacher dude, over there. He be doing a good job, too. I think he's good enough for tonight, Teach. I think we'd have got him, though. What do you think? I think we got him, though. Look at the devil. And the devil is a damn liar.
Always.
To wicked ass.
Yes. Time is short.
Listen. I'm going to end this broadcast on this. Everybody want to hear it? If you want to hear, type in the number 7. All right? Type in the number 7. And I'm going to tell you what I said to my dad. I'm getting really personal with y'all now. I'm going to tell you what I said to my dad before he crossed over. All right? Now, I'm not going to give you the whole rundown. I'm going to tell you the last thing, okay? And mind you, he's already been to a place I ain't been yet. But I trust in the word. And he did too. And you know what? I ain't got to worry about it. Even if my righteous don't measure up, you understand that, right?
Yes.
The book ain't measure me on my righteousness. It says thy righteousness, your righteousness. Is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is the what? It's the truth. So my righteousness, everything, every bit of it is summed up in him.
It's got to be. It's the life.
Israel, I'm going to call this right now. I'm going to give y'all the intimate conversation between my dad and I before he crossed over. All right? Talking about my dad, Dad Dow, who was an avid supporter of me. And my mother. And I want to see my mother. I can't see my mother right now because my mother is, she's like 82 years old now. I don't want to go down there with this shit in me. You know what I mean? Coughing and sneezing. Ah. And then next thing you know, she ends up with the shit. Next thing they're going to blame it on COVID. She's in a safe place right now.
Yes.
And I want all you young daughters to sign. If y'all check any or test any type of scratch or call for something, get your ass away from my mom. We'll put somebody up there.
Yes.
Let them live out our days in peace. We can do that because we're on the community. Well, if I'm clear of this, then I'm going to see Mom. You understand? And damn, you've been knowing my mom for a long time.
Yes.
Hey, we going on 30 years. Yes. 30 of my mom and dad died. Told my dad. I said, Dad, the book says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Listen to me, Dad. Even when we cross over. And we're going to cross over. Remember, Yahshua is always with you. You're still going to cross over that valley to where Satan and all his damn minions, they're going to try to make you fearful. Just remember, his rod and his staff, they always comfort you. Remember his words that he says, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Remember when he says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Remember that. Because you've been a faithful servant to him. Remember that. Yeah, Dad died, the first deacon of Straightway. Who is that? Ozzie said that. They obtained a title greater than deacon just simply because he was here by elder by age. Trust in that word. Whenever fear trials come up on you, remember, he's there. You know why? Because I believe that still, even though we're crossing over, there's still going to be a challenge there. I'm trusting in the words of the patriarchs. Not this wicked-ass, effeminate-ass world that ain't got shit to offer. Just a damn bunch of, I mean, don't even get me started. I'm going to say something. Probably gonna, I don't give a damn about being banned and stuff, but I'm just telling y'all, man, these people, they're playing with y'all. They're toying with y'all. They don't love you enough to tell you the truth. The uncomfortable, uncompromising, but the lovable truth.
Yes.
I said lovable truth. I don't have one day I regret. You have one day of regret?
No.
Of what we've been doing over the years?
No.
No, I don't want to. I'm with you, teach.
No, sir.
I ain't got one day of regret. We don't have one day of regret. And I promise, we live according to the world standard, we live for a damn self esteem.
Hallelujah. Praise you.
We doing all right. All I really need, and all you really need, this is to tell the truth. We get food, right? We have rain, right?
Yes, yes.
So, let's just say, a bed and a shower.
Woo!
And without this?
Oh, man.
And then, don't the book says, be content with such things you have?
Yeah.
Because godliness, we're content.
Yeah.
It's a great game.
Great game. Oh,
how about, man, live being coming up next. Love y'all, Israel. Come on,
Hallelujah.